Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are pretty much in red today, with the exception of soybeans. And it's interesting because yesterday was a reaction timing day on beans and also a cycle window looking for it to be a high. It's pretty much was a volatility cycle. And in the meantime, the bean market continues. Any little pullback that it gets on these Julys, it tends to be catching demand, or I should say buying, by the spec trade, as they believe July beans are going to go up and align with the expiration of the May contract. And that may happen. However, the market also looks to me like it's getting into a spot where it could catch and have a little bit of a pullback, may not last long, but a little bit of a pullback, and then turn and come back up again. The July contract is closing in on its February 26th high of 1483.5. That was a spike high, and that's taken a lot of work to get back up here and take a look at it. I do think that high comes out. And, of course, ultimately, I still believe better prices are coming down the road. I look at corn, and I think new crop corn is going to find support here and try to turn higher. Here again is a market of two. The old crop looks like it's giving up ground and should. It needs to have a correction before it proceeds back higher, while the new crop catches and holds and starts to come on forward. We have to remember, we still have 29% of that crop to get planted, and we are now around the 21st of May. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.